Greetings. Welcome to KTNA's Susitna Writers' Voice program and part of an archived Stardate Susitna. I'm Kathleen Fleming. During the 2016-2017 Seasons with Darkness, I produced these astronomy shows featuring a segment about the upcoming August 21st solar eclipse. Here are some excerpts from those eclipse segments. I have two past segments for you in this program. The first is from December 18th of last year, and the second one is from April 9th of this year. More and more people are getting excited about next year's total solar eclipse. This one runs from the Oregon Pacific coast to the South Carolina Atlantic coast. The last total solar eclipse to tread on the U.S. mainland almost 40 years ago was in February of 1979, when it straddled the Oregon-Washington border, crossed northern Idaho and Montana, clipped a corner of North Dakota, and swung up in through Canada to end up in Greenland. The next U.S. eclipse after August 21, 2017, will be relatively soon, less than 7 years later. In April 2024, the path of totality sweeps up through Mexico, across Texas, and a northeast trajectory, leaving the U.S. out of northern Maine. Man, oh man, word is definitely out about the August 21st total solar eclipse. While there's still time, maybe, for you to make plans to be in the path of totality, I thought I'd mention a few things a person in the path with clear skies can expect to see and experience. The four events with known times are first contact, when the dark disk of the moon first touches the sun. Very exciting. You know it's real when the first little nibble happens. Then it's about an hour and a half with the moon gliding further and further over the sun. A unique thick crescent thinning and thinning and thinning to second contact when totality begins. This is a super busy and extraordinarily fast few minutes before second contact. Looking for shadow bands across a smooth, light-colored surface, the diamond ring just seconds before totality, and Bailey's beads for an instant as the sun's atmosphere becomes visible with your eclipse shades off. You will have already examined the sky chart and know where to look for bright stars and planets there in the middle of the day gone dark. Hopefully someone has set their alarm or a timer to alert the crowd that totality is ending after the fastest 2 minutes of your life. You've got one more crack at photographing the diamond ring at third contact, totality over, then filters on, and the thinnest crescent sun beginning to thicken as the moon continues moving eastward and off of the perfect alignment. Another hour and a half or so until the sun regains its fully round shape, and the partial phase is over at fourth contact. The exact times are available from the interactive eclipse map online. Maps and websites, as well as a pair of eclipse shades, are in the packets I've made available to purchase at the KTNA office. If you could watch and listen through a super telescope with a super microphone from space, it would be the most impressive sports stadium wave times a million as the shadow of the moon races nearly 2,000 miles an hour across the U.S. Throngs of people will be cheering as second contact at the beginning of totality reaches them. Watching the shadow rapidly approach before second contact and depart after third contact is really special. It's best to be on fairly high ground to see that. Now, how did I get to the end of my show so soon? And I thought it was going to be a short one. Ha! I was going to tell you what I've been learning about communities in the path preparing for this mega astro party and some of my experiences with the 7 solar eclipses I've traveled to see in the past 20 years. Guess all that will have to wait until the next Stardate Susitna. And that's it for this week's sections of archived programs about the upcoming total solar eclipse. I think I'll have a new program for you next week with information about seeing the partial solar eclipse in Talkeetna and the Upper Susitna Valley. So stay tuned, have a great week, and keep looking up.